Haribol, Haribol. 8 o'clock should be in time. Everybody sit down, please.
जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी
सारे बोलो
जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धारे राधा माधवा कुंज विहारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचार्य अष्टोत्र सचरी शुंशला भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय एवरीवन लाउडर जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचार्य अष्टोत्र सचरी शुंशला भक्ति सिद्धांत सत्श्री ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडराचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गौर राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय श्रीधाम मायापुर धाम की श्री श्री यमुना मई गंगमय की जय श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय श्री श्री सांबेद भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड बाय स्प्रेडिंग सनातन धर्म ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की बोलो कृष्ण बलराम की ललिता विशाखा राधे श्याम की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि 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 वो निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् राधा कृष्णापादान सागना ललिता श्री विशाखावितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। लाउडर, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पदाय भूतले श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी ति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। लाउडर लाउडर, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नेष्टकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण, अनटू नारनारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master, and unto all the Anantakoti Vaishnavas throughout the world. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text 7, is there in the board. Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. So first of all, devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, I like to welcome all of you this morning in the Bhagavatam class, which is this program is given to us by our Divine Master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Every day one shloka Bhagavatam in the morning and one shlok of Bhagavad Gita in the evening. So please repeat after me. Eka, one. Shuddha, pure. Swayam, self. Jyoti, effulgent. Nirguna, without material qualifications. So that guna ashaya. The reservoir of good qualities. Sarvaga able to go everywhere. Anavrata without being covered by matter. Sakshi witness. Niratma without another self. Atma, Atmana to the body and mind. Para transcendental. Eka Shuddha Swayam Jyotir. Nirguno aso gunashaya sarvago anamrita sakshi niratmatmatmana para ekaha shuddha swayam jyotir. Nirguno asau gunashaya sarvago anabrita sakshi niratma atmatmana para. Yes. Dear devotees, senior devotees should be given the chance first, junior later on. Those who are Prabhupada disciple, those who are senior, they should be first. This is our etiquette. Now I think Mataji's. Louder, Mataji. Translation, please, everybody repeat. Those who didn't have the opportunity reciting the shloka, translation, everybody can repeat. The individual soul is one. Pure, non-material and self-effulgent. He is the reservoir of all good qualities. And he is all pervading. He is without material covering. And he is the witness of all activities. He is completely distinguished from other living entities. And he is transcendental to all embodied souls. Purported by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, founder Acharya of great ISKCON. Not great, but the greatest ISKCON. ISKCON has no match. In the previous verse, two significant words are used. Asam Sakshakta, meaning without attachment, and Buddha, meaning fully cognizant of everything. By full cognizance, it is meant that one should know about his own constitutional position and as well as the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this verse, Lord Vishnu is describing himself as the Paramatma. The Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul as well as the material world. Therefore, he has been described as Para. That Para, our Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Eka, meaning one. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirshe Shunivadi Paschata Desatane. This chapter is Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. Vishnu and Krishna, we worship Krishna, but Vishnu and Krishna, no difference. So in the purport, the qualities of Vishnu, Krishna are described by Srila Prabhupada. One quality here, Asam Shakta, without attachment, no attachment. Whereas we jivas are full of attachment. To meet the all personality of Godhead, this is actually our purpose. The purpose of life, these human bodies, doesn't matter white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. These bodies are given to us by Krishna so that we can meet him. So that we can return to our real home, back to Godhead. Live eternally there, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and peaceful. Anandamaya vyasat, full of bliss. So, if me, you, he, she, if I stay attached to this material world, which is mundane, which is temporary, which is full of miseries, if we stay attached to this material world, then we cannot meet the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Krishna. Detachment is very, very important. Very important. So Krishna, when he was here in Vrindavan and performing beautiful pastimes, and then he went to Mathura because mother and father, they were imprisoned by rascal Kansa. So here Brijavasis, gopis and gopas, they love him so much that they were dying. Without him, you know this, you are going, you know, our life and soul is going. But Krishna was not attached to anyone. Though we should be attached to him, but he is not attached to anyone. Gopis, they said this when Lord was taken to Mathura by Akroor. They call Akroor cruel. Cruel means very cruel, not good person, that you are taking of life and soul with you. So gopis, because they are the greatest devotee of Lord, gopis have no match in devotion. So gopis, they, you know what they said? They said, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are independent. Now you are living and we cannot stop you. But we cannot live without you. This is wonderful. So what you do, you please drive this chariot on us, and so that we have your darshan and give up our bodies. This is the greatest attachment of gopis with Krishna. So we need detachment from this mundane, miserable material world and attach ourselves with Krishna. Attachment we cannot give up. Attachment will be there, but it will be spiritualized. When we attach ourselves with Krishna, that is spiritual. And when we stay attached with this miserable material world, that is material. Simple. Hari bol. Chhat par baatein mat karo. So, dear devotees, keep in mind, you know, I remember when I was president of Vrindavan, 83-84, one lady, she had a bone cancer. From Germany she came. And now she came here to give up her body. So, I used to go and ask them. And she was before prostitute. But now she has become devotee. And she's so fortunate that she has come here to give up her body. And now her end of her life was coming close. I went to see her one day. Her husband was also there. He was a devotee. And he was crying. And she was telling me, look, he is crying. Why is he attached to me? He should be attached to Krishna. You know, I was amazed. He's crying, oh, she's dying, my wife is dying. So this is wonderful. If we will be stay attached to anything of this material world, that attachment is going to bring us back to this miserable material world. Devotees, brothers and mothers, keep in mind, this material world is not our home. Sooner or later, we shall be kicked out of here. Me, you, he, she. None of us can stay here. It's a prison house. Mamu petya punarjanma dukhalyam ashashvatam. Gurudev Prabhupada used to say that this material world is a slaughterhouse. He used to call it slaughterhouse. 1,000 animals are taken to the slaughterhouse. You think any animal can come back alive? All will be slaughtered. So this material world is a slaughterhouse and it's not our home. But I am so unfortunate, because of my nefarious activities, I am attached to this material world, which is not good. By the mercy of Prabhupada and all the predecessor acharyas, six Goswamis, Gaur Nitai, Panchatattva, and beautiful Bhagavatam, I should practice attachment with Krishna. So, that is the perfection of life. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is saying, he's actually giving assurance to us. Antakale cha mameva smarana muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati na satayatra sanshaya. At the time of quitting his body, if one remembers me, if one thinks of me, and definitely attain to my nature, there is no doubt in this. But one thing we have to keep in mind. Once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Nairobi, Kenya. I stayed in that country for 6 years. And Prabhupada was talking on this subject that if one is attached to Krishna, one thinks of Krishna at the time of death, he goes to Krishna. So then one Mr. Patel, he said, Swamiji, it is very good. Prabhupada said, what is that? During your lifetime, you enjoy your life, eat, drink and be merry. And at the time of death, you can think of Krishna. Not possible, forget. During my life, if I am attached to a woman, I cannot think of Krishna. It's not possible. Prabhupada said, if during your lifetime, if you are attached to so many things, if you are attached to sense enjoyment, then at the time of death, you will think of sense enjoyment. You won't think of Krishna. You won't be able to think of Krishna. Thinking of Krishna is not so easy. You know, people think so. I can enjoy my life and at the time of death I will think of Krishna. No, it's not possible. And Prahlad Maharaj, a greatest devotee, has recommended that one should take to this spiritual life. Kaumar acharte pragyo dharmana bhagvata nahi durlabha manush janama tad api dhruva marthadam. One should take to this spiritual life from the age of 5, not later than 5. This was Vedic system, but this Britishers, when they came to India, you know, they ruin our culture. They spoil everything. They change our way of living, change everything, you know. Change our Gurukul system. Start killing the cows. These are the Britishers. There was one Lord Macaulay. I won't call him Lord. I will call him a rascal Macaulay. He came here. He was a member of the House of Lord in Britain. So after touring India, I went back and he gave this statement in the British Parliament. He said, I have traveled the length and breadth of India. What I have seen, nobody is thief and nobody is a beggar there. Can you imagine? 1835, just a century before, nobody is a beggar. And such is the, I don't know what word he has used, such is the wealth of this country. And if we want to rule this country, this India, then we have to break their backbone. What is their backbone? Their backbone is education system, Gurukul system, and the cow protection. There was a time when more cows were there in Bengal than the human beings. Cow is created by Krishna, such an animal, you know. And to kill a cow is a barbarian, is very sinful, very, very sinful. Very, very sinful. So then there was Lord Clive also. They started killing cows. Now our Indians are also killing the cow. Our this government, present government is Congress. They are the follower of Britishers, you know. Their policy is also divide and rule, you know. Killing cows. India used to have so many cows. Now only 7 crore are left. Milk is shortage and big problem. So, this culture is great, but we are thankful to Gaur Hari, Gaurang Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna that they have sent their pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to revive this culture. British culture is eat, drink and be merry. Huh? Eat more, sleep more, enjoy senses more and then go to hell more. Go to hell in a big number. This is the Britishers program. They are doing this and, you know, we are conditioned souls and it is actually, we are prone to negativities. We quickly accept something, adopt something which is not good because of our conditioning, material conditioning. So they are trying to take the whole world to hell. They know that we are going to go to hell. They know this. But they are actually, Britishers are the well-wisher of the whole world. You know that? You know this? They are the well-wisher of the whole world. How? They are saying that we are going to hell. But we won't go alone. We will take all of you with us. We will be there together in the hell and being punished by the Yamdutas. And this is their program. But listen, what is the program of Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada's program is to take us to Krishna, take us to back home, back to Godhead. Which program you are going to join? Tell me. Prabhupada's program or Britishers' program? Everybody is not saying. Which program? He is quiet. Why you are not saying anything? Prabhupada's program. Prabhupada is such a noble soul, such a wonderful personality, a pure devotee who has come to save us, you know. There is one song by Srila Vasu Ghosh Thakur. Ghosh Thakur. Ghosh Thakur is singing this song. Yadi gaur na hai to, tabe ki hai to, ke man dhari taam de, radhar mahima, prem ras seema, jagate janat ke. If Lord Gauranga hasn't appeared, then what was the meaning of my life? Who was going to tell us about Radha's conjugal loving affairs with Krishna? It's Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So I have added something in this bhajan. Yadi Prabhupada na hai to, tabe ki hai to, ke man dhari taam de, bhaktir mahima, na mera seema, jagate janat ke. If Prabhupada hasn't appeared, then what was our fate? Hell. We were hellish here and hell was waiting for us. Now there is opportunity. Now we have the golden opportunity to return to our real home, back home, back to Godhead. This is simply by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us this wonderful life. You know, when I came to Srila Prabhupada, so first meeting almost, I met briefly before, but now close meeting, I am massaging him. So, in the course of talk, I mentioned as a Prabhupada, I have done my horoscope, my parents have done my horoscope. In my horoscope, it is mentioned I am very fortunate, you know. I have a good fate. What Prabhupada said? That's why you have come to me. And actually it's true, you know, I'm telling you. It's true. When he gave me the sannyas in Bombay, 1975, out of his causeless mercy, though many of my God brothers didn't want me to, he was giving me sannyas in Mayapur, 77. But then my God brothers went to Prabhupada and they said, Prabhupada, why you're giving him sannyas? See, this is our, what you call, greatness. We are guiding a pure devotee. It was unfortunate. So Prabhupada was very upset. He passed some comments about me. I won't say that because I feel embarrassed. That if you people don't want me to give him sannyas, I won't give. Then I was traveling with Prabhupada. We came to Bombay. Prabhupada said, now you take sannyas. They were not there in Bombay. They were all gone back to me. So he gave the sannyas. So when he gave me the sannyas, we came to Prabhupada's room of Brahmananda. That time Swami, now his Prabhu, Brahmananda Prabhu. He said, Prabhupada, you are so merciful. You gave sannyas to Sripad Navayugandhar Maharaj. Prabhupada looked at him, looked at me. I was also sitting there. I am not merciful. I am very cruel. I gave him sannyas. No, he cannot enjoy his senses. Actually, he is not cruel, he is merciful. I have seen devotees, those who are married, I haven't seen any, what you call, glow on their face. Do I look happy? Tell me. Do I look happy? Everybody is not saying. Do I look happy?
Yes.
More, less or less?
More.
More, yeah. You know why I'm happy? Because I was never married. Sometimes devotees change one wife, two wife, three wife, you know. But they're never happy, you know. They're never happy. By changing wives, nobody can be happy. But one can be happy if he is Krishna conscious. If he has the mercy of Prabhupada, if one becomes conscious of Krishna, then only he can be happy. Otherwise, changing wife means, you know. Wife cannot make you happy. So this was causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And to me, he was very, very kind, very, very merciful. Gave this wonderful life. And still, I have to become more wonderful. It's not sufficient. Long way to go actually. To return back, home back to Godhead. One has to be very, very serious. I hope by the mercy of Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas and predecessor Acharyas, one day I will be more serious, and when my death will come, my prayer to Prabhupada that I prefer to leave my body in Vrindavan, and while leaving my body, I want to think of Krishna, and I want to say Hare Krishna at the time of death. So I hope Prabhupada will fulfill. It's up to them. We can only desire, we can try. But rest is in the hand of Almighty Lord and pure devotee. So I was talking about attachment. No attachment. Then we can meet the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Material attachment is not good. Material attachment. Prabhupada gives the example. I was citing that quote, that verse from Bhagavad Gita. Antakale cha mam eva. Prabhupada is saying, referring Maharaja Bharat. Maharaja Bharat was a king of the whole world. King of the whole world. He renounced his kingdom. Beautiful queen in a young age. Children. Thousands. Servants. Palatial living. Came to the forest with how many servants? None. Alone. Three times bathing, performing great austerity. Totally depending upon Krishna. What happened? Unfortunately, he became attached to a deer. Time and tides waits for no one. Maharaja Bharat's death came. When his death came, in spite of thinking Hari, he was thinking of a heron, a deer. Then he has to go to the deer body. So it's very risky. Very risky. But he remember in the dear body also, Prabhupada saying, so we should be Krishna conscious. We should mold our life in such a way that Krishna is the center of our activities. Whatever I'm doing for Krishna. I'm not doing for anybody else. Yat karoshi jadashnashi, yat jahosi jadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kauntriya. Tat kursham madarpanam. Lord Sri Krishna is saying, O son of Kunti, whatever you do, you should do as an offering towards me. We should not do anything for ourselves. No. Everything should be for the pleasure of Krishna. Actually, we are not supposed to do anything here because I am not from here. Kya kar raha tu? क्या पागल आदमी क्या बेवकूफ आदमी है आई एम नॉट सपोज टू डू एनीथिंग हियर बिकॉज आई एम नॉट फ्रॉम हियर आई डू नॉट बिलोंग टू हियर आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी आई एम ए सोल एंड आई एम पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ सुपर सोल श्री कृष्णा दिस बॉडी is not the self. And I have a body which is Satchit Anand, full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. But right now I am trapped here in this body because of my sinful activities. Because of my sense of enjoyment. Because कृष्ण भूलिया जीव भोग वंशा करे पाशे ते माया तारे झापटिया धरे. After forgetting Krishna, a jiva wants to enjoy. And then he comes under the sway of Maya. Maya is punishing him. And jiva is suffering like hell, like anything. So I am not supposed to do anything, but somehow or other I am here because of my bad karma. No, I should be only doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna, not for my pleasure. No manoranjan. Manoranjan means to enjoy my mind. No. Krishna Ranjan, only to please Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, then I will be automatically pleased. And if I am trying to please myself, I won't be pleased, and Krishna won't be pleased. Then hell is waiting. Severe punishment in the hell, very severe. That's why Krishna is saying in the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 9, Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Seeing that, we come for darshan of Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishakha Radha, Shyam Sundar. Krishna is saying, you see, birth, death, old age, disease, problem, difficulties, because they are all going to come for us. So, if we see them, then we can get rid of them. How we can get rid of them? By coming to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Only Krishna can protect us. We cannot protect ourselves from the problems. We cannot protect ourselves from the difficulties, save ourselves from the difficulties. Only Lord Sri Krishna. Only Krishna. Nobody else. And when the biggest difficulty is at the time of death, at the time of leaving this body, very problematic, very difficult. If we are surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna, out of His causeless mercy, He will take us to His abode, which is our home also. So, and Buddha means fully cognizant of everything. By full cognizance, it is meant that one should know about his own constitutional position as well as the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fully cognizant means we should know ourselves, who I am, whether I am this body or different from this body, and same time we should know Krishna also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this verse, Lord Vishnu is describing Himself as the Paramatma. He is the Super Soul. The Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul as well as the material world. Actually, this material world is a prison house. It's not a good place. Whereas Lord belongs to the spiritual world. There is a difference between the material world and spiritual world. It's just like earth and sky. Just like North Pole and South Pole. But Krishna is so merciful. As it is mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj. Gopinath, tumi kripa parabara, jivere karane ashiya prapanche lila koilo suvistara. O Lord of the Gopis, you are so merciful, you are so kind, that for the sake of these jivas, to save them from hell, going to hell, you come here, you appear here, and you perform beautiful, amorous pastimes for our sake. Why Krishna performed so many beautiful pastimes here? So that we remember them. By remembering Krishna's pastime, by chanting Krishna's name, we purify our consciousness. We head towards purity. The question arises, why we have to head towards purity? What's the reason for this? The reason is, we have to meet all pure personality of Godhead. To meet all pure personality of Godhead, we have to become pure. And devotees, what is most impure thing in this material world? Attachment to a woman, attachment to a fair sex. That is the most degraded and filthy and dirty. If one cannot give up this attachment, it means he is very unfortunate. Well, it doesn't matter, me, you, he, she, doesn't matter who he may be. In the chapter 3rd, verse 36, Arjun is asking this question to Sri Krishna. Arjun is saying, athakena priyukto yam papam charati purusha anichchan api varshanya baladivani yojita. Oh, descendant of Vrishni, what is the reason that a person is impelled to sinful activities, even unwillingly? What is the reason for that? Lord is replying in the next verse, chapter 3rd, verse 37. Shri Bhagavan Uvach, Kamesha Krodesha Rajo Gun Samudbhava Mahachano Mahatpapma Vidyenam Givarinam. Arjun, this is a lust which arises in contact with the material mode of passion. And when it is not satisfied, it turns into wrath, anger. And which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this material world. Sinful enemy of this material world is a lust. Attachment. Man is attached. Oh, my this wife is not good, I want another one. Oh, another comes, oh, you are also not good, I know, I want another one. Woman has, oh, my this husband is not good. Second, third, fourth. Once I was speaking in Chicago, in one house. So I refute sometimes this Indian, those who are settled in US. I said, what kind of country you are living? What? I met one woman, she said, my mother is married 16 times. She's looking for a 17th husband. Which is among the animals, not the human beings, you know. So then it was Mr. Mehta, Kailash Mehta. He said, Swamiji, your disinformation is old. I said, what do you mean? Elizabeth Taylor was married 27 times, looking for a 28th husband. Can you imagine? Means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so many. But she is not satisfied, looking for another husband. Nobody can be satisfied in this material world. In the chapter 3, verse 39, Lord is saying, Avratam jnanam etena jnanino nitvairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpanena nalinecha. This lust cannot be satisfied. Just like a burning fire, you pour some fuel in that, you think fire will extinguish? No. Same way, if one is trying to satisfy his lusty desire, you think one day he will be satisfied? No. He won't be satisfied. There was, you know, when I was in Africa, one, my god brother and my god sister came there. And this my god sister was married several times, but no, she is married with this one. So we don't have accommodation in the temple. So I arranged with one devotee outside living, one room. So this devotee will complain me every now and then that what kind of, you know, the couple you have brought here, they're always fighting, you know. So one day after Mangalarti, I was chanting, he said, Mara, come with me, I want to show you something. I said, well, I don't know what he's going to show me. Took me to his home. What is show me? That wife and husband had a big fight, you know. Now, she's so angry, he took that, you know, wheat flour and threw everywhere there. And she's still very angry. And now this our godmother, what is doing? And to cool her down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This was the scene, you know, my God. And now, this owner, he said, what is this? You have thrown the floor everywhere. We respect this. And now she's sweeping and he's, you know, playing the kartal. Such a scene. This is our life, you know. Before in the Vedic culture, women used to be chaste. They're very nice. Husband is nice. Center is Krishna. But now the center is sense gratification. That's why there are so many problems and so many difficulties. So, the Paramatma is always distinguished from the embodied soul is as well as the material world.
Therefore he has been described as para. The para or supreme personality of Godhead is eka, mean one. God is only one. He has many names. And he is Krishna only. Muslim says, none should be worshipped other than Allah. I say, none should be worshipped other than Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is the cause of all causes. And he is one only. The Lord is one. Whereas the conditioned souls are embodied within the material world exist in many varieties of form. So many forms. 8,400,000 different species of life. There are demigods, human beings, animals, trees, birds, bees and so forth. Thus the living entities are not eka, but many. As confirmed in the Vedas. Nityo nityanam chetana chetananam. The living entities who are many and who are entangled in this material world are not pure. We are not pure. We are impure. Now our only business is to head towards purity. Purity. Why to head towards purity? Though we are pure, but due to our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, since long, we have become impure and full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, so many things. Now, this human body, through this human body, my only business is to head towards purity so that I can meet all pure personality of Godhead, who is my eternal Father, who is my Savior and who is everything. Who is my father, mother, brother, sister, treasure, soul, everything. The living entities who are many and who are entangled in this material world are not pure. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure and detached. Due to being covered by the material body, the living entities are not self-effulgent. We are covered with this material body, we are not self-effulgent. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is self-effulgent. Lord is self-effulgent. The living entities being contaminated by the modes of material nature are called saguna. Saguna means we are contaminated with the rajogun, tamogun, samogun, satogun, you know, goodness, passion and ignorance. Whereas Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is nirguna. Nirguna, not being under the influence of material modes. Nirguna means we are under the mode of material nature. Three gunas, whereas Lord is not under these three gunas. Whereas the gunas are under his control. The living entities being entangled, engaged. The living entities being encaged in material qualities are gunashrita. Whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead is gunashraya. We are under this mode of material nature, whereas the Lord is the controller of these three modes. The conditioned soul's vision is covered by material contamination. Therefore, he cannot see. Therefore, he cannot see the cause of his actions, and he cannot see his past lives. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, not being covered by a material body, is the witness of all activities of the living entity. But both of them, the living entity and the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are Atma, are spirit. They are one in quality, yet they are different in so many ways. Qualitatively, we are same. But quantitatively we are different in so many ways. Especially in regard to the six opulences, the Supreme Personality of God has in full. Full knowledge means that the Jivatma, the living entity, must know both his position and the supreme position, that is full knowledge. Full knowledge means we know about Atma and Paramatma. Actually, morning when we see the sun, seeing ourselves means seeing the sun also. Same way, when we know ourselves, then we know the Paramatma also. So, dear devotees, the purpose of life, keep in mind to attach ourselves with Krishna, to become a pure devotee, so that we can think of Krishna at the time of death, free from all vices, all dirty things. Then we will be able to meet all pure personality of Godhead. Thank you very much for listening, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your encouragement. And I think Prabhupada Das has a question. Somebody can give him the mic. Matajis, please stay. Stay for a few more minutes. Don't go. Better. Sit down. Okay, speak. Mic, I don't know, coming. Mic is coming.
Hari Bol. Thank you for waking me up.
Hare Krishna.
Reminding me what's what. At the beginning of the lecture, I had one doubt arose. That was the only doubt that I had. Was that you were saying, you were giving the example that Krishna left Vrindavan, ostensibly, and then the gopis were ready to die because he was not going to be there, or he already left. And then they were so attached, and we should be attached to him. But you said that he's not attached to anybody. But I was reading the other night, and Mathura meets Vrindavan, how actually Krishna was very, very attached. He would be in Mathura, away from Vrindavan, but he would only be dreaming of the gopis. And isn't Krishna actually very, very attached to the love of his devotees?
Actually, this is, you know, attachment of Krishna with his devotees. And same time, he is, you know, manifesting his detachment. You understand? Attachment with the devotees, and devotees attached to Krishna, this is all spiritual. It's not material. We are like attachment. Here's my Prabhupada is saying that in the previous verse, two significant words are used, meaning without attachment. So, means this is one of his quality, six qualities. He's not attached. But same time, he is attached also. Materially speaking, he is not attached. But then spiritually speaking, he is attached also. Thank you very much. Any other question anybody has? Keep it on. Why you turn off? This doesn't...
Keep
like this.
You spoke about the attachment between the opposite sex. Attachment between the opposite sex and how husband and wife married so many times and now never being happy. But Prabhupada himself performed the wedding for his young disciples.
Prabhupada?
Himself had his young disciples get married to each other.
Yeah. You know, once one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada that I want to get married. Prabhupada said, go and get married. So then another devotee said, Prabhupada, why you allow him to get married? He is a rascal, this and that, so many things. Prabhupada said, anyway, if I could have said no, he could have got married. So I said, go and get married. He arranged because they were not able to live without wife. That doesn't mean that he is encouraging that. He has mentioned in the Bhagavatam, if one can live bachelor or brahmachari, that is a wonderful life. But same time, different place and different circumstances. So somehow or other devotee has to be elevated. Like there are 18 Puranas, 6 are for the goodness, 6 for passion, 6 for ignorance. Some those who are in ignorance, they are brought to passion. Those who are in passion, they are brought in goodness. Those who are in goodness, they are brought to pure goodness. So those who cannot stay, so that doesn't mean they are condemned, okay? You get married and behave yourself and make some advancement. You understand?
Hare Krishna. Any other question anybody else has? Yeah, a question here. Come and take the mic here. Hare Krishna. Why you turn the mic off? Don't turn them off, you know. You take 1 hour to turn on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Mataji. Doesn't look good, you know. Please sit down for...
I have one comment, not a question.
Okay.
When I was 5 years old, my mother said, if you don't become a devotee of Krishna, you have to take birth in another womb, which can be animal womb or...
Anyone.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
So, what is your program? Another birth or return back?
My program is to become a pure devotee like you.
Anyway, I am not a pure devotee, but I am trying to be a devotee. One day by the mercy of Prabhupada, I will, you know. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru.
Hare Krishna.
So, how would we give up lust?
By becoming attached to Krishna, lust will go away. When you will become attached to Krishna, then you serve Krishna selflessly. Save pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye. Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Then you will do like this and don't expect anything in return. Then gradually you will be detached from this lust. You understand? You. Hare Krishna. You are from Telugu Desam?
Jaipur.
You are Rajasthan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes. One, give quick mic. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, how to know Krishna is pleased?
How to know? Yes. When Krishna will be pleased, you will be automatically pleased. That you will also feel, you know, Krishna is pleased. Actually, I think similar way, one devotee asked this question to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we are chanting Hare Krishna, doing some service, coming to Mangalarti. How we know that we are making advancement on this path of devotion? Very good question. Your question is similar, is that right? So Prabhupada's answer was two things, lust and envy. Lust and envy, either they are going down or they are finished. Finish means a great thing, you know. But if they are going down, it means Krishna is pleased, you are making advancement on this path of devotion. And more you are free from lust and envy, then more you will be joyous, more you will be happy, and there, your face will be very cheerful. You understand? Then automatically you can understand Krishna is pleased. Understand? Hare Krishna. Yes, give the mic to him.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for a nice class, Maharaj. It won't take more than 5 to 7 minutes if you can sing Yadi Gaurna Hote.
Yadi?
Gaurna Hote.
Gaurna. Oh, it will take some time, then I have to... You want me to sing this bhajan?
Maharaj, I heard it long time back on internet and since that time I always wanted to hear it live from you.
Yadi gaur na hai to tabe ki hai to ke man dhari taam de Yadi ga kema na dhari tam de radhar mahima prem ras seema radhar prem ras seema jagate janat ke jagat मधुर वृंदावन विपिन माधुरी मधुर वृंदा विपिन माधुर प्रवेश चातुरी सार प्रवेश चातुरी सार ब्रज युवती भावेर भक्ति ब्रज युवती
bhavena bhakti shakti haitakar shakti haitakar yadi gaur na haito tabe ki haito ke man dharitam de yadi gaur na haito tabe ki haito ke man dharitam gao gao puna gaurange raguna gao ga सरल करिया मन सरल ए भाव सागरे ए मन दयाल ए भाव साग ना देखिया एक जान ना देखिया एक जान আমি গৌরঙ্গ বলিয়া না গে নুগলিয়া আমি গৌরঙ্গ বল না গে নুগলিয়া কে মন ধরিনো দে কে মন ধরিনো দে বাসুর হিয়া পাশান দিয়া বাসুর হিয়া পাশান দি বিধি কে মন গড়িয়াছে বিধি কে মন গড়িয়াছে যদি গৌর না হইতো তবে কি হইতো কে মন ধরিতাম দে বিউটিফুল সং অফ দিস বিউটিফুল মিনিং অফ দিস সং হি সেইং অগেইন অ্যান্ড অগেইন ইউ গ্লোরিফাই লর্ড গৌরঙ্গ কিপ ইন মাইন্ড Lord for this age are Gaur Nitai. Gaurang Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Nityanand is Balram. Again and again, Gao, Gao Puna, Gaurangera Guna. You sing the transcendental qualities of Lord Gauranga. Sarla Kariya Man. You purify your mind. Your mind should be not a cripple, you know. Not cripple minded. Sarla means very simple. With simple mind. ई भव सागर ए मन दयाल ना देखिया एक जन आई हैवन सीन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एनी वन लाइक हिम ही इज वेरी वेरी मर्सीफुल देन डिवोटीज आर सो हम्बल एनी वन हु इज ब्लेस्ड बाय मदर भक्ति इज वेरी हम्बल सो वासुकोश ठाकुर इज ए प्योर डिवोटी इज वेरी वेरी हम्बल इज सेइंग अमी गौरंगा वलिया आई एम चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ गौरंगा ना गेनु गलिया माई हार्ट इज नॉट प्योरिफाइड के मन ने Kemane Dharinu Dev, why I kept this body? Vasur Hiya, Pashana Diya, Vidhi Keman Ganiyache. I think Vidhi, Brahmaji made this body with a stone heart. He's so wonderful. Thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Now, please repeat everybody louder. Hare Krishna! Louder, louder, not like the Krishna. No, louder. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Ruski, louder, louder Ruski.
Krishna,
Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram, Ram!
Hare, Hare!
Jai Sri Krishna! Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Haribol, go from the back, go from the back, why you have to walk in the front, you have no brain?
Jai Sri Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita,
গদাধর
শ্রীবাসাদে
গৌরভক্ত
বৃন্দা
নমা ওম
বিষ্ণু
পদায়া
কৃষ্ণা
পৃষ্ঠায়া
ভূতলে
শ্রেমতে
ভক্তি বেদান্ত
সু
Swami. Iti Namane. Namaste. Saraswati Devi. Gauravani. Pracharane. Nirvishesh. Shunyavadi. Paschata Desh. Tarane. Thank you very much again. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare